Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, depending on where you are, of course. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. So, tuning in, first thing. I bow, namo, namo, to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. So many, many blessings to you all today. I'm pet sitting now. We're back from Iowa, and it feels really good to be home. And kind of the funny irony is that it is quite cold here in Oregon also. There's ice and craziness. Portland's pretty still kind of socked in with their ice and icy streets and stuff, snowy streets. So really, really crazy, interesting weather. It's cold here. It's probably around freezing. And I'm now pet sitting with my little sweet Lucy, who's such a sweet dog. I love her. I'm not doing very much pet sitting anymore. I'm feeling more called to do more work with angels, do more psychic work, more mediumship work. And so we will see where that leads. I'm actually feeling super excited about 2017. I know it appears, the angels are showing that in capital letters, appears to be things to worry about, but they say appearances are not always what they seem, and they're telling us that there is a lot going on, so much going on that we can't even begin to understand or know about, and that they're showing a kind of this breaking down of old ways, old avenues, old this is interesting. They're showing it as this kind of, like, they're showing that the streets are all breaking up, like the concrete's broken up, and they're showing it as almost kind of like this earthquake of, and they're saying that's not, you know, that may happen in some areas where it's needed to actually have physical kind of manifestation of what's going on internally. So just depending on what's needed, they're showing that there is this huge breaking up and that it will feel like earthquakes to many, changing and shifting, lots going on. And they want me to do the chant for miracles to it kind of helps shift the energy. Well, it does, not even kind of. It helps shift the energy, and it helps, it's kind of like a feeling of giving people hope. And so anyway, let me just do that, and then we'll see what's more is to come after that. Dun dun ram das guru janasidya tenasavariya puri hoe karamat apasita janahare dhariya sikhi ate sangati parabrahma karanama sakariya atala ataho tolatu tera antana para variya jini tu sevya mokhara setu de para utariya labalo bakama krodha maho marakade tu de sapara variya dana sotera tana hai sacha tera pesa kariya Nanak tu lahana tu hai guru amara tu vichariya guru ditata manas dariya guru ditata manas dariya. Deep breaths. So one of the really fun things that's happened almost like the day of the election or the day after the election or right in there, I got this very clear message to start a Facebook group. And I call it the love and joy revolution. And so I'm now, there's like over 500 people in it. And it's not, there's not a lot of action going on. It's really kind of more about holding that space. And I have gotten very clear messages that it doesn't matter if you post or you don't post or even read anything, that you're held in that vibration, even if you're in the group or not in the group, it kind of doesn't matter. If you want to be in the group and just lurk about and soak up the energy, that is totally, totally fine. That is whatever feels good. I did find it interesting that a few people immediately dropped out of the group, like they, and so I'm not sure what that means, but it doesn't matter. The angels say it doesn't matter. It's, you know, whatever people are managing their stuff, their social media stuff, so it's all fine. But what's fun about that is that I have a very dear friend, Brenda Hoffman, who she channels the same as me, I mean, in her own kind of way. And we often get these synchronous messages that are so beautiful. And then she has a friend who I don't know her very well, but who is connected also to me, who gets similar messages. And then we just saw a fun one, and I'll have to read it to you, that it's called The Creator Writings. And a woman's name is Jennifer Farley. And so I love it. She said, "It is time to start a riot, my lovely ones, a riot of joy, love, excitement, forward movement, one of kisses and hugs, of caring, compassion, and empathy. This is not meant to be an underground movement, but one of open and wondrous growth for all. Take your places. It is beginning." And so I just thought, oh, my God, that is so perfect. So anyway, I love it, the synchronicity. There's days, you know, I felt kind of down about the whole new presidency here in the U.S., not quite sure what it all means. And, you know, my husband, who is most beloved to me, feels worried about the whole thing. So he's not woo-woo like me, or he's not, and we just kind of look at things, you know, differently. And so I just try to figure out ways to comfort him, although I've had other friends basically tell me that I'm kind of living in a dream world, that I'm not proactive enough. But, you know, I keep thinking about Mother Teresa, how she said, "I'm not going to protest against war, but I will support peace." And that just really, really just sticks in my head. And in fact, you know, this Saturday, there's going to be, it's the inauguration, but it's also going to be this big women's march, which I think great, but I don't feel called to do that. You know, it's kind of like everybody has to do what feels good for them. It's not kind of, I don't know why I keep saying kind of. Everyone needs to do exactly what is important for them, what feels right for them, what is their calling. That is so, so important. What speaks to your heart? There's a couple fun things I'm excited about that I'm doing right now. I'm starting this week, I'm taking this course called The Heart of Money. And I feel just so excited to be connected with this community, The Heart of Business. And it's like all about the divine and being totally at one with the divine and at one with our gifts and our soul's passion. And I'm just like really, really happy. I just feel so excited about that. There's a community. I've joined the community, and there's just connecting with some lovely people, kindred spirits, which feels very blissful to me. Probably cadre for some. And then the other thing is that because of that community, a woman posted something called Ignite Your Video Challenge or something like that, which is like a 30-day thing. It was totally free, about how to get yourself out there on video. And I love that because I had been doing some Facebook Lives over the last couple month or so, and starting to feel more comfortable. But this one's lovely because it's giving pointers, and it's really kind of about getting more comfortable with that. And I do feel like this because I am pretty animated, like this might be a really great avenue. Oh, the angels are saying, yes, it is. Yes, it will be a great avenue. So what is your excitement? What's your joy? What do you have going on? It's a really wondrous, blessed time, and just so much happening, so many shifts, so many, just again, like the whole kind of earthquake of things shifting and changing, and we just can't, in this 3D world, we can't begin to understand what all is happening, but I just know I'm starting to feel lots and lots of excitement. It's really great to be back in at home, even though I'm pet sitting, and so I've moved to the other house now. But when we got home over the weekend, we just had this kind of flurry of lots and lots of activity. Although it was Saturday night, we went dancing, which was awesome. That was super blissful. Just almost like too much talking for me. And so I'm now sitting here, and, with my husband, I can just sit, we can just be quiet together. But right now I'm enjoying having just kind of some quiet here with the dog. And, I spend half the time down there with my husband and then half the time here. I'm not sure why I'm telling you all that, but it doesn't matter. Just lots going on, and the angels are saying, stay open, keep your hearts and your minds open to the possibilities. Don't try to orchestrate. Don't try to push the river. Let it unfold and let it flow. And being open, they're showing this kind of open heart, kind of this lotus flower in our heart centers. And they're showing it opening and blossoming out and being very open to whatever is coming. And they say they are filled with excitement. And I am really starting to be filled with excitement about 2017. I am not ignoring the whatever is happening out there, but I'm not focusing on it. We do have some interesting times with this new presidency. But again, the angels are reminding us that it's basically a big earthquake. They're showing, the angels are showing their jackhammers. They said, remember all those jackhammers we've been using? That's what it's about. They're jackhammering the situation. They're jackhammering what's going on. And they say, don't get caught up in those appearances of what it might appear like. Big changes, big shifts are happening. So with that, I have about a minute and a half left. And so they're wanting me to do, okay. They just want me to sing the sunshine song. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on. So many blessings to you all. I'm so delighted to be here with you today, And much love. Thanks for joining me.